This is episode 102 of the Rohit Radio Show. Let's begin. Once upon a time, there was a fund manager. He was very popular among his clients and online followers. One day, he decided to write a book. So he asked his team to do some research. The team went to work, crunched some numbers, and came back with loads of analysis. The book was completed soon and launched in the market. Well, it became an instant hit. Thereby, our fund manager began earning his third source of income, royalty income. Why third? Well, the first source of income was the salary that he was receiving every month from his own company for being a fund manager. And the second source of income was the dividends that his own company would pay him since he himself was a part owner in the fund management business. The success of the book led to speaking engagements with online and offline conferences, audio-video podcasts, TV shows, and much more. This paved the way for his fourth source of income, speaking income. He would also get invites to host major investment conferences attended by top business leaders, which added a fifth source of income to his life, which is hosting income. Since a lot of money was entering his life at once, he had to put that money to some use. He invested part of the money in real estate to start earning his sixth source of income, real estate rental income. He hired a property manager to manage all his real estate holdings. Part of the money was also invested in the same stocks that he held in his fund, just to give assurance to his shareholders that he is putting his money where his mouth is. However, there was no way to ascertain what percent of his net worth was going into these stocks. It might as well have been less than 2% of his entire net worth. The dividends coming in from these stocks was his seventh source of income. And not to mention, his eighth source of income was the dividends he was getting from owning some units in his own fund. His ninth source of income came in the form of advisory income for advising small business owners on future business strategies. And due to some excess cash after accounting for his personal and family expenses, he also became an angel investor, thereby adding a 10th source of income. Just to quickly recap, here were his 10 sources of income. Number 1, salary. Number 2, dividends from his own company. Then number 3, royalty income. Number 4, speaking income. Number 5, hosting income. Number 6, real estate rental income. Number 7, dividends from personally owned stocks. Number 8, dividends from units of his own fund. Number 9, advisory income. Number 10, income as an investor in a private business. Now notice carefully, 9 out of 10 of these sources of income were current income, meaning the money was coming in the current year, not after 20 years. Money coming in today is far more valuable than money coming after 20 years. On the other hand, all along the way, he was advising his own clients and shareholders in his fund to remain invested in the fund for the next 10, 20, 30 years to expect a 20% compounded annual rate of return on their investment, an extremely low probability event given the fact that only a handful of people in the entire world have been able to achieve that feat over a very long period of time. Anyways, nothing was promised on paper, of course. However, a man who truly knew how to make money by generating multiple sources of income was asking people to wait for decades to see a decent amount of wealth in their portfolio. Why was he not discussing his other ways of making money with his clients and shareholders? Once in a while, one of his many suspicious shareholders would ask him about the excessive valuations of the companies in his portfolio, sometimes even exceeding a P/E multiple of 100. He would brush aside the question by spitting out intelligent sounding jargons like free cash flow, distribution strength, honest promoters, return on equity, return on capital, etc. The list would never end until the questioner forgot the original question that he had asked in the first place. Anyways, fast forward 20 years, a sad story evolved. The economy was crashing, the country in which the fund was invested in was in a war with a neighboring country, fiscal deficit had increased a lot, inflation had gone up much more beyond expectations, as a result of which the central bank was hiking interest rates almost every month, putting further strain on asset prices, especially stocks. By this time, our high-flying fund manager had already sold his business to some other high-flying fund manager who made the same promises that were made 20 years ago. Our good old fund manager had settled, retired happily in his posh bungalow at a hill station, retaining almost 7 out of his 10 sources of income if we exclude his salary and dividend income from the fund management business. Whereas on the other hand, his good old clients were found sitting at their desk with a laptop, an Excel sheet, a calculator and a cup of coffee, trying to figure out if they really made 20% CAGR on their money in the past 20 years. To their surprise, they found that the real return was far lower after accounting for all the fund management fees they paid over the past 20 years. Meanwhile, what happened to our good old high-flying fund manager? He lived happily ever after at the hill station. A press reporter once asked him, "Why did your fund not deliver on its promise?" He replied, "Well, currently the economy is in a bad shape. It will recover soon. Remain invested in the fund. Don't panic. The fund is in good hands now with a very talented and a promising fund manager. Think long term. Don't get swayed by market fluctuations. I see great future ahead." Thank you so much.